Hi, and welcome to this daily meditation instruction. So, a lot of people consider meditating like a superpower. There's tons and tons of data that show it has incredible health benefits, both mental and physical. It's on par with what I think we now believe about exercise, that it calms you down, gives you energy, helps your immune system. Basically, it's a panacea. It can fix almost anything. Now, there's tons and tons of data out there, so I'll try to make this quick. Really, what I want to do is give some instructions about how to meditate, the type of meditation that I have found to be the most beneficial, both from personal experience and from all of the research I've done. So, how to do it. I've basically discovered the most time-tested forms of meditation, starting with transcendental meditation and then Herbert Benson's relaxation response to Jon Kabat-Zinn's mindfulness-based stress reduction, and some of the newer polyvagal theory, which is a physiological, psychological kind of nervous system theory. And so there's an outline that I've come up with from kind of synthesizing and hybridizing these approaches, and it's pretty simple. I have it down as 4 steps. First one is get into a comfortable position, which could be laying down on the ground, sitting in a chair, or sitting on the floor cross-legged, any position that works for you as long as it's comfortable and not distracting, with eyes closed. The second part of the outline, the most important part, is the repetition, finding some repetitive thing for your mind to do. And I'll get into more detail on that in a second. The third thing is to do it twice a day for 20 minutes. Now, apparently this is very important, that's the amount of time and frequency necessary to get these benefits, to kind of clear your body of all the stress residue that you accumulate over the day. And the final thing, and this is where it gets a little tricky, is to have a passive attitude about the whole process, to not get uptight about it. And yet, you have to actually do it and be sort of disciplined about it. So there's a paradox there. You want to be passive and loose, but disciplined and rigid at the same time. So one way to look at this is to be warm and firm, or to use terms from Pema Chodron, a Buddhist nun, be gentle, but be precise. So actually do the practice, do it the amount of times that you set out to do it, and actually stick to the repetitive component of it, even when your mind wanders, which it inevitably will, but come back to it, but be gentle with yourself and don't get uptight, don't get angry, don't get stressed out or disappointed or frustrated. Expect that it's going to be difficult, and hopefully it'll get easier over time. So here is the process. So get into the position that works best for you, and then figure out the repetitive thing for your mind to do. In transcendental meditation, that's a mantra. In Jon Kabat-Zinn's mindfulness-based stress reduction, it's a body scan. I like Herbert Benson's relaxation response version, which is anything that keeps your mind busy. So the thing that I have found that synthesizes and hybridizes all of these ideas is a combination of counting, following the breath, and doing a body scan all at the same time. It's very, very simple. So I do it on a count of 3. So I do 1, 2, 3 breaths. And on 1, I breathe in, and then I do an elongated out-breath, which is from polyvagal theory, which helps calm your nervous system. So breathe in at a normal full breath, and then nice, long, slow out-breath. And on the out-breath, I just focus my attention on my head. I notice the muscles in my forehead, temples, and jaw, and whatever sensations are there. And if there's any tension, I just release it. And then I count in-breath and then say 2 on the out-breath, which again is elongated, and I focus on my arms and upper body and do the same thing. Just focus on any sensations there and release any tension that I notice. And then on my 3rd breath, I do my legs and lower body, same thing. And then I do 1, 2, 3 up. So I do legs again, then arms, and then head. And I do head, legs, arms. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. one, two, three, over and over and over again. And depending on stress levels, it may take 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to finally get your mind to settle down and start to feel relaxed. But it works, and eventually you will feel relaxed and notice less thinking. And sometimes I like to end with another technique from polyvagal theory and from Buddhism, actually, which is what's called the 4-7-8 breath, which is breathe in for a count of four. One, two, three, four. Hold for a count of seven. And then exhale for a count of eight. And do that four cycles. And another important thing is to not be rigid about this. So what I just described is just the technique that I've been doing, which has evolved over the years. It's just the thing that currently works for me. And I would encourage anyone to play around with this. Try different things. Explore what other ideas there are out there on the internet and in books. And see what actually works for your mind and your body to get you relaxed. And that's basically it. So you just figure out a comfortable position, a repetition that works for your mind. Try to adopt that passive attitude and then do it two times a day for 20 minutes every day as if your life depended on it. Because in many ways, it does. So that's it. And I'll just leave you with this idea that I would hope that may this practice bring you extra calm and focused energy, peace of mind, equanimity, and enhance your well-being every day. Thank you.